Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to Thinking Outside the Box with Dr. Susan Startler. And today I am so incredibly pleased. As I promised, we have the very famous Dr. Hyla Kass online with us, and we are going to be talking about some of the innovative and integrative topics that we'll be discussing at our lecture on the 27th of August. Remember, that will be at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard in West LA, suite number 615. This is a free event, and understand that Dr. Kass speaks all over the country and on many different symposiums, and she charges money for this. This is free for you guys, so if you really want to get it from somebody who's a true expert in her field, this coming 27th of August is the time. So, Dr. Kass, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's such a pleasure.
I'm so glad to have you. One of the things that we're going to be talking about on the 27th is your new book called The Addicted Brain. And addiction is something people think about is only for people who use drugs. It's like, oh, I'm on heroin, or oh, I'm on meth. But people don't realize a lot that you can be addicted to things like bread. You can be addicted to sugar. You can be addicted to anything, but you're the expert in this. So what do some of the people need to know about addiction? And I'm going to talk in general because we don't want to give away the baby with the bathwater here.
Okay. So addiction is something that you crave, you got to have, you feel incomplete without it, you feel better, at least at the moment that you're achieving it or getting it or using it, whatever you're doing. You know, if it's gambling, it's a dance, you're doing it. If you're drinking, it's alcohol, eating sugar, whatever. So you get some relief from the craving. But then there's a downside, and it's a letdown afterwards, and then you need more of the substance. So it's kind of a slippery slope, and you don't really win with addiction. And it's always just a short-term solution. And what happens is people feel really guilty about their addictions. Like, oh, I really shouldn't take this drink. I really shouldn't eat this cookie. I really shouldn't be doing whatever it is, you know, sex addiction, whatever, shouldn't be doing it. Then there's guilt and self-recrimination, and it's really a no-win, except for that very brief moment when you have that high from it. And what that high is, this is where my approach is really different from other people's. You know, generally in psychiatry, I am a psychiatrist. I'm board certified in psychiatry. I'm a medical doctor. And generally, these issues are treated with medication. And what I have found is that the medication is really adding another addiction to the addiction. And I've had such a time helping people get off of medication that they've become addicted to prescribed medication. So I'm not a big fan of meds, even antidepressants, antipsychotics. Sometimes they're very useful, but they're being handed out far too readily. So my approach is really to, let's line up with the body's chemistry. Let's look at the root cause, the biochemical cause of the addicted brain, of that craving, and address the issue there at the root cause using natural biochemistry.
I totally, completely, 100% agree with you. Absolutely. So tell us again, without giving away the baby with the bathwater, tell us a little bit about what that looks like when you say the triggers, for example.
Well, when you're wanting something, when you're wanting even a cup of coffee, some sugar, whatever it is, alcohol, you're really needing some more, a dopamine hit. You want a dopamine hit in your brain. It's a neurotransmitter that is part of the pleasure center of the brain. And when you release dopamine, you have a feeling of contentment, of a high, of feeling good. So the whole point is, by the way, even if you're doing cocaine or meth or whatever, it's your body's own dopamine that's being released. The drug
right.
is helping your body to do it. So what I say is, let's help your body to do it without using the addictive substance. That way you're not going to have the craving. You're going to feel good. It's not a sacrifice. You don't have to, you know, white knuckle it and have willpower. Willpower is good. I'm not I'm not knocking willpower, but it's not about white knuckling it, right? It's about knowing what your brain really is asking for and applying that.
I totally agree. No, I totally agree.
And that's
agree.
What you do. You do that in your practice.
I mean, I do. I do a lot of times.
People's digestion, their absorption, the nutrients that people need to make the neurotransmitters. We have to make dopamine. We have to make serotonin. And if we're not absorbing and digesting properly, or we're not eating the right foods or taking the right supplements to give us the raw materials to make the neurotransmitters, we can't make them. So we're going to go look for the bad stuff to give it an extra boost.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people come in my office, and they are suffering badly from hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia, and a lot of them have what we call leaky gut. In fact, I think just most of America seems to have leaky gut, or maybe it's just the population that comes through my doors. But balancing out blood sugar, getting the brain working properly, you know, you've got that enormous and much-discussed gut-brain connection, and knowing that most of the neurotransmitter, as you alluded to, most of them start in the gut and then finish in the brain, and then you get the feedback from brain to gut. You've got, without getting too technical, stimulation from some of the major nerves coming out of the head and neck area that go to the tummy and vice versa. If those aren't being balanced, then you're absolutely right. Your body is going to crave what it lacks. And, for example, take something simple, and everybody groans when I discuss it, but take something as simple as magnesium, which is one of the most deficient substances in our body to a great degree, just because of all the junk eating that people do. It's one of the major aspects of chocolate. So when you're craving chocolate, a lot of times people are craving magnesium, and especially for younger women around that time of the month, when they just say, I just absolutely have to have chocolate. And if we can, to a great degree, give them a little bit of mineral supplementation, including magnesium, those cravings go away. Now, I'm not saying that you don't like chocolate. Everybody pretty much likes chocolate.
Yep. But it's not
the absolute have to have. Right, that's gone.
Right. So it's so nice because you can actually get control. You can get control back of your life, of your appetite, of your brain, of your moods. And it's very empowering. So it's not about, hey, you should be a better person. You should be a stronger person. It's nothing like that. It's you should be happy and joyful. And that's your birthright. And you don't have to turn to substances that are ultimately harmful to you in order to feel good.
Such an important message. Such an important message. Okay, Dr. Cass, I know you're busy, and I know you've got another thing that you've got to get to in a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to give our listeners a brief outline. So, Dr. Cass's new book, The Addicted Brain and How to Break Free. We're going to talk about what you need to know about addiction. We're going to talk about the different forms of addiction, and we're going to discuss the natural ways to address that addiction. There's going to be a lot of self-help tools, and you're also going to learn when you need outside intervention. And there are many forms of outside intervention that are provided by various odd and sundry practitioners like Dr. Cass and myself and other organizations as well. We'll be going through all of those. So don't miss it. Please RSVP 310-571-1212. Put it in your calendar Thursday, August 27th. And know that after 6 o'clock, parking is free. We will be getting started at 6:30 on the dot, and I am looking forward to seeing you all there. Dr. Cass, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on the 27th.
For more information about me, I'm at cassmd.com, cassmd.com.
And please go on and look at her website. Yeah, do go on Dr. Cass's website and take a look. She has lots of free goodies for you. So take care, and we'll see you all on the 27th. Bye, Dr. Cass.
Bye. Take care. See you then.